for the final Supercharged Speed Quiz of 2025. And I'm absolutely delighted to be getting the chance to put some questions to one of our favourite television stars of this past year. From The Traitors, Paddy Maloney. Paddy, welcome to Supercharged.
Thank you very much for having me, Anna.
We are delighted.
It's a pleasure is mine.
Ah, well, there's, you know what now? It's been a bit of a whirlwind for you, I think it's fair to say, over the last few months. There's been a lot happening for you. How have you been adjusting to life since?
Adjusting is a very good term, actually, because it is an adjustment. I would never have expected this, to be honest. And it has just taken off. And it's all taken off positively, which is brilliant. I'm really enjoying it, to be honest. And people, the positivity coming from people here in my own hometown of Kilmallock and all over the country where I've met people, just, you know, random strangers walking up and saying hello, Paddy.
Or King Paddy, as you've been affectionately known to many people across the country now.
That's not the worst thing I've been known as in my life, to be honest.
But there is lots happening for you. Like, you're featuring in the Panto at the Three Olympia as the Wizard, no less.
And then no less.
It would be remiss of me not to mention the elephant in the room, that the big announcement last week, Dancing with the Stars. Congratulations.
Dancing with the Stars. Can you imagine it?
How are you feeling about that?
I am looking forward to it. But I'm also, you know, worried in my own sense, you know, because it's a big commitment and it's a massive, it's a massive ask of a 68-year-old body as well
not
as everything else.
Not to bother you. I did it a few years ago and I can tell you have the ice packs ready.
Right, okay.
And, you know, you'll be humbled by it. No matter how fit I thought I was, let me tell you, you are humbled by it. But you'll have the best experience because you're a man that likes a challenge, I'd say, and you won't turn away from it.
I do like the challenge, I'll have to say, and I'm enjoying it at the moment. The training has started.
Good man.
And I am enjoying that.
How are the fitness levels?
Well, do you know, I swim for my exercise and I would pump out 100 lengths in maybe just under an hour.
Not bother you. Now, save all that for the quiz because I'm going to be asking you all that now here. And you said you like a challenge. Yeah. So this quiz might put you to the test here and you might even go to keeping secrets in The Traitors. But we want you to reveal all here in the Supercharged Speed Quiz. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, Paddy Maloney. What is your healthiest habit?
Exercise.
What is your least healthy habit?
That fry on a Saturday evening, you know, the grill, full grill.
The whole shebang, the works.
The whole shebang.
Yeah. Ah, that's good too, though. We all need a bit of that. It's all about balance.
It's only once a week, though. It's only once a week.
Exactly. Have you a favourite exercise and why?
I have. I swim. I love swimming. It's just in my own space and I just really enjoy getting into the water and just moving for that hour. I love it.
Brilliant. What is your least favourite exercise?
You know, all my life, the least favourite exercise I've ever had to do was weights in the gym. That's just me. I just didn't like it, you know. I found it a bit boring, you know, to be honest. But that's just me.
On Dance with the Stars, you'll be throwing people up over your heads. That'll be plenty of strength training for you to be doing in the coming weeks.
I'd say there's a little chance of that now, Anna, to be honest.
I'm telling you how strange things have happened. Watch this face. Right, we're going to do some this or that questions. Walk or run?
Walk.
Salt or sweet?
Salt.
Early bird or night owl?
Absolute night owl.
Love it. I'm the same as you. Do you meditate?
No.
Well, how do you relax?
I relax, listen to podcasts and things like that, you know, in my own space, yeah.
What, any podcasts you're listening to at the moment that you're enjoying?
I listen to a lot of the Trump stuff, to be honest, for my sins.
Educating. Educational.
Well, that's education in its own way, to be honest.
Yeah. What's always in your medicine cabinet?
You know, I've asthma, so there's always an inhaler in there.
Okay. No. And do you have a skincare routine?
Absolutely not.
I was going to say, because you were glowing on The Traitors, we'd have been all going, what is he doing? You're just healthy. It's just a healthy glow from the swimming, so from all the blood pumping around the body.
I think that might be it, yeah.
If you could have one superpower for a day, what would you choose?
Do you know, I've said this before, actually, to somebody else, and it's invisibility.
Oh, why so?
Do you know, and one of the reasons I gave actually for it was I'd love to be in the Oval Office for one day, invisible, and listen to what's going on in there. I know I sound obsessed with Trump, but I just cannot get over what's
interesting.
Going on.
I thought it was just because you're just so famous now, you can't even walk into your local shop to pick up the milk.
Well, that does become a chore at times, okay, now, which it didn't before.
It'll come in handy either way. Right, well, have you a favourite body part, your own now?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. Do you know, there mightn't be any more, but I used to always work on my arms with the swimming and the shoulders and that kind of thing, you know. So if I was to say anything, yeah, that'd be
well,
awesome.
You'll be showing him off in a few weeks' time. We can't wait for it. Get him in the sleeveless tops. That's, I'm saying that now to the costume department. Right, we're running out of time. What makes you stressed?
Traffic.
Me too. What makes you calm?
Just relaxing with a book or whatever, or you'd read the newspaper, that kind of thing. Just sit down with that.
What makes you laugh?
What makes me laugh? The grandkids.
And what makes you happy?
Getting into my camper with my wife and heading off down the road. Just didn't care where we were going and just get there and that's it, yeah.
Absolutely love that. It's the first time we've ever had that answer. Where's the best or most random place you've ever been in the camper van?
Yeah, the best, well, you see, I'd be honest, France is all, I know we love Ireland and everything else, but if you're going to Europe, France is where we've always gone and we just love it. And there's an island down, I probably won't pronounce it properly, it's called Ildery.
Oh.
It's near La Rochelle. And we just love that island. It's beautiful on it.
There might be a lot of new people in flux now with all the tourists, because if King Paddy's going there, they'll all want to be there, Paddy. Well, Gweary, thank you so much for coming on and taking part in the Supercharged Speed Quiz. Before you go, I have one final question, because we're asking everybody in the show today. What's the best thing that you did for your own health and well-being this year?
For my own health and well-being this year, I suppose, to be honest, I stayed exercising because it's easy. Stop doing it, you know. And I've always said, and this year, like every other year, I've just continued on as usual. So that's the best thing I keep doing for my health.
Well, you've given us fine inspiration here this evening. Thank you so much for taking part, and I wish you and all your family a happy Christmas. And I wish you the very best of luck next year. You'll have an absolute ball and Dance with the Stars, and we can't wait to watch you.
I'm really looking forward to it, and I will be looking for advice.
Oh, come here. I'm on speed dial anytime. Don't worry. Keep smiling and enjoy the panto too. Slán.